In the last legislative session, you might remember, State Representative Jeff Morris from Mount Vernon actually tried to protect people from this kind of drone use, and he joins us now on the Como Newsline. Thank you, Mr. Morris. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What did your bill aim to do?
Well, the federal government, through the FAA, is not going, there's an unregulated airspace below 1,000 feet, and with drones that weigh less than 4.5 pounds, generally, they're not going to bother with. So in a case when the federal government's not going to regulate something like that, the states can come in and choose to regulate the use of unmanned aerial vehicles or drones below 1,000 feet. What the bill specifically says, and passed with a strong bipartisan vote out of the House to the Senate, is that you can't record people over their own personal property, basically, without their permission. You can take pictures in public spaces and parks and stuff, but as far as being over someone's personal property, it would make it illegal. It also said that the unmanned aerial vehicles or drones have to have identifiable information on them of who owns the drone and how you can contact that person. So, again, if something creepy or weird is happening, law enforcement, if there's a picture taken or the drone crashes, they can find out, who did it.
What happened to the bill? I understand it died in the Senate. Why?
Yeah, I think it was, we had two bills we ran out. One dealt with government use and one dealt with private use, which was my bill. And I was a Democrat, and there was a Republican chair in the Senate that I think heard too many Democrat bills for the session and chose to pass the one to the governor that dealt with government use that the governor vetoed. The governor now has an interim task force looking at drone policy, and this is part of the discussion going into the next session. I plan on bringing the bill back, and hopefully we'll get a hearing in the Senate and get it passed into law to keep things from what happened in Seattle last night from happening again.
Yeah, I would imagine this is exactly what you were afraid of, this kind of thing that happened over the weekend.
Exactly. I mean, it's this unregulated space where there's no record or laws to protect people from what we call invasive technologies. Drones are one type of a kind of abridging people's sense of what has always been a private circumstance. If you're on the 26th floor of a building, you don't expect someone to be peering in outside.
We'll continue to monitor how this thing goes in the next session. State Representative Jeff Morris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. He's from Mount Vernon. Our Como News Time, 12:39.